any idea that that this was coming down? I mean, a guy that has been so successful in his time here, as successful as any GM in putting a team together in the league over the last few years.
My understanding is that this kind of came together fairly quickly, just recently within the last few weeks. It's surprising in one sense, because as you said, he's had a great, Tim has had a great deal of success in Toronto, and he was, you know, I would argue the chief architect of the turnaround of this franchise from, you know, league laughingstock to league powerhouse. On the other hand, not terribly surprising, because he is from Westerville, Ohio, which is just outside of Columbus. His parents are have been season ticket holders for the Columbus Crew since day one. So I think this just provided a unique opportunity for him to, you know, go back to his hometown club, as its president, and, you know, sort of do to Columbus what he did to Toronto, because they're certainly, you know, a franchise in flux at the moment.
Okay, so if he's going to do to Columbus, or going to attempt to do in Columbus what he did in Toronto, then he essentially has the same job, but you can't move over in a lateral job, so they slap president on it, and that makes it okay?
Well, I'm not sure if it makes it okay, but I mean, I think just the lure of sort of joining his hometown club just proved to be too much. I'm not sure what else there was for him to do in Toronto as well. It seemed to me that, you know, the job that he was asked to do was pretty much completed. And, it's not that I don't think he was unhappy here. I think he was very happy. His family was well settled, and they really loved living in the city. Again, I think just the opportunity of, you know, helping to turn around, you know, the Columbus Crew, a team that has a certain place in his heart, just proved to be too much.
John, one of the names we're hearing that could replace Bezbatchenko is a guy named Ali Curtis, former New York Red Bull sporting director. What do we know about Ali Curtis?
Well, young man too, 40, former MLS player, had a key role in sort of building up New York over the last few seasons, who have been one of the better teams in MLS. They won the regular season title a few years back. Had a falling out with Jesse Marsh, their former coach, which eventually led to Ali's departure. But a bright young sort of soccer mind in MLS soccer. So I think very much in the vein of Tim Bezbatchenko in that sense.
So whether it is Curtis or somebody else, I guess we'll find out later this morning. Apparently there's a big announcement from Toronto. Mm-hmm. FC. What's going to be job one for the new GM?
Well, I think retooling the team to a certain extent. I mean, you know, last season in MLS, the team went completely off the rails. You know, 2017, they won the MLS Cup, of course, and had that historic treble-winning season. And then last year, it was a disaster in terms of the MLS campaign. They finished ninth in the Eastern Conference, gave up goals galore, and they just weren't the same team. So I don't think, you know, the new GM has to necessarily blow up the roster, but he does have to retool a little bit, and they have to sort of, I think, strengthen on the defensive side. I think they have to get a little bit younger and a little bit quicker. I think one of the things that stood out for me last year was that Toronto looked a little bit leggy at times, and they could really use an injection of youth and speed and just some young legs. So I think just adding a few pieces to complement what they already have, because there's a solid core in place there, Hugh, with guys like Jozy Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco and Michael Bradley, and there's a strong supporting cast. I just think it's a matter of adding some younger and quicker complementary pieces, especially on the back end.
John, we got about a minute. I'm wondering if they learned something about how to juggle the roster in dealing with both the cup and the regular season.
I think so. Yeah, I think, you know, they took some lumps on that regard last year, sort of juggling the two competitions. I think they took a hard look at what went right and what went wrong this offseason. They hired an outside company to look at, you know, training methods to see what they were doing and what they could do to maximize their efforts. So I suspect that we'll see an improvement on that regard, because I think that was one of the many downfalls of the club a season ago, was their failure to sort of, compete on, you know, several fronts at the same time.